It seemed weird to me that his responses weren't romantic. And honestly, I was a little jealous of the sweet posts my American friends' boyfriends left on their Facebook pages. But Jason told me in Burma, it's considered bragging to express your feelings in public, especially on a social networking site. He didn't want his family and friends to think he was bragging about his American girlfriend. From an American point of view, I thought he was being a bit cold. However, from a Burmese point of view, he was actually being respectful. As confused as I was about what's considered good and bad manners in Jason's culture, he felt the same way about American culture. He thought it was bad manners to refer to have a best friend, and he would argue with me whenever I called my friend Rachel my best friend. Jason said there is no such thing as a best friend in Burmese culture. There are only close friends. It would be inconsiderate to name one person as a best friend because your other friends would feel offended. Anyway, we've been together for 2 years, and we still have disagreements. But we've learned that as long as we're a couple, we'll never completely agree about whether our manners are good or bad, and that most importantly, it's okay to agree to disagree.
2.48.
I always thought that good manners were good manners wherever you were in the world. But that was until I met my boyfriend Jason, who is from Burma, also known as Myanmar. We met in upstate New York when we were both students in college. When we first got to know each other, we were always surrounded by a group of friends. I liked Jason because he was funny and kind, and I could tell he liked me, but we never spent any time alone. The first time I suggested that we hang out without our friends, he said no, without an explanation, which I thought was kind of rude. My feelings were hurt, so I didn't talk to him as much. The next time I saw Jason in our big group, he was just as friendly and happy as usual. I was confused. Finally, I asked him why he wouldn't hang out with me. He apologized, and then he told me that in Burma, it's custom to date in a group situation. Since he had only been in the U.S. for a few years, he was still having trouble navigating the two cultures he lived in, the more reserved Burmese culture and the more open American culture. A few months later, after we started dating, I asked him why he never responded to my cute romantic Facebook posts with more than cool or thanks.